This is KUT. What's on your city flag? If your city has one at all, it's likely an official seal with some wording. More likely, you may not have given a city flag any thought at all. KUT's Jimmy Moss brings us the story of one man who wants to change that for his town.
Cedar Park Mayor Matt Powell is a man on a mission to create a lasting legacy for his city, something citizens can look upon for generations, a city flag. And where does one hatch a plan like this?
TED Talks.
TED.
Technology.
Entertainment.
Design. Design.
Well, I watch a lot of TED Talks, and the TED Talk that I saw about what makes a great city flag and why flags are the worst design things you've never noticed, it piqued my interest.
That talk piqued a lot of interest. Roman Mars hosts a radio show and podcast on design called 99% Invisible.
And that's essentially the definition of design, making life better and providing joy. And few things give me greater joy than a well-designed flag.
Flag design, you say? Maybe they're really scraping the bottom for TED Talks. Not so, says Mars.
Sometimes I bring up the topic of flags and people are like, I don't care about flags. And then we start talking about flags, and trust me, 100% of people care about flags. There's just something about them that works on our emotions.
It turns out people do care. Shortly after the TED Talk was published last year, a designer pushed to change Austin's flag. But this is different. This is coming from the top. This is Cedar Park Mayor Matt Powell.
It was honestly just one of those things where I said, you know, maybe our city flag could use some work. It's not horrible.
Ted Kay might disagree. He's an expert vexillologist. Vexillology is the study of flags. He wrote a book called Good Flag, Bad Flag, the base material for much of Mars's talk. Cedar Park currently has what flag folks call a bedsheet. White rectangle, official Cedar Park logo in the middle. It's a white sprig of cedar against a two-tone green background. And the words Cedar Park along the bottom.
If you need to write the name of what you're representing on your flag, your symbolism has failed.
That is audio from Kay used in the TED Talk. So they're working on it. Powell is optimistic that with public input, his city can come up with something that evokes Cedar Park's future while drawing on its past. Danny Bell has seen Cedar Park grow from the beginning. His dad, Kenneth, moved the family to a spot just off Highway 183 his senior year of high school. Within a few years, Kenneth Bell and other residents officially incorporated Cedar Park as a city. Danny Bell's dad became its first mayor.
It's a special little town, and you knew most of the people. Now it's kind of outgrown that. But in my mind, it's still a little small town.
To say Cedar Park has grown is an understatement. By many metrics, it is among the fastest growing cities in the nation. Census data estimates its population has grown more than 20% since 2010. Currently, the city has more than 60,000 people, seven times the size it was in 1990. Already home to national retail chains, more are on the way, including Whole Foods, 365, Nordstrom Rack, and Dick's Sporting Goods. It's also home to the newly renamed HEB Center at Cedar Park, an 8,000-seat arena that is home for minor league teams of the NHL Stars and the NBA's Spurs. As a concert venue, it has drawn the likes of George Strait, Paul Simon, Motley Crue, and Alicia Keys, even Vanilla Ice. By every metric, this town has come a long way from the Cedar Park Danny Bell's father helped coalesce around water lines back in 1973. Bell still lives and works in Cedar Park, just off Bell Boulevard, named after his dad. Bell continued the family tradition, serving on the city's planning and zoning commission for a time. As for what he'd like to see on the flag?
I don't know. I guess I'm not really in tune with what goes on flags. I don't know where to let my mind go.
This is where Roman Mars's talk and Ted Kay's book can help. There are five basic principles of flag design. Keep it simple. So simple, a child should be able to draw it from memory. Use meaningful symbolism. Use 2 to 3 basic colors. No lettering or seals. Be distinctive or be related. You don't want to copy someone else's flag, but you can show that you're connected to something bigger. So what do Cedar Parkonians, there's actually no official designation, according to the mayor. Perhaps that might be the next Civic Pride initiative. So what do residents of Cedar Park think should be on the flag? Margie Mello is getting a bite to eat at Mooney's Burger House on Bell, or as the old-timers might know it, 183.
There's a lot of
trees around here, you know, a whole bunch of them. And, oh boy, you got me stuck now. A lot of trees, a lot of flowers, subdivision, some like subdivision, because there's a lot of houses going up and everything, you know.
Working the counter, Christy White offered her thoughts on what should be on the flag.
I think it's more laid back over here. It's much more easygoing. People like to go to the lake and hang out.
If you were to represent laid back on a flag, what would you do?
I think I would put the lake and the sunshine.
Outside the Cedar Park Library, Pastor Curtis Carr also sees a connection to the lake.
I think of Cedar Park as the downtown to the lakeside communities. I mean, it's beautiful. I like to live out there, but they have to come here. And that's what makes us different from Pflugerville, Round Rock. Somebody get an artist to somehow conceptualize that.
Cedar Park mom, Melissa Milliken, has her own idea for the flag, one we can probably all relate to.
It could be all of us people sneezing our heads off from the amount of cedar.
Residents have until Saturday to submit ideas for the flag, asking themselves questions that maybe we should all ask occasionally. Who are we? Why are we here? What does this place mean to us? The lake, the trees, affordable housing, convenient shopping, the schools, the allergies. Any of these things could find their way on the flag. Maybe none of them do.
I guess that's a good problem to have, that maybe we have enough good things, important things going on here that not everything is going to make it. If none of those specific events are particularly recalled on the flag, maybe the spirit in which those achievements were made can be somehow recalled.
Cue the Cedar Park anthem. Do you guys have one of those?
We do not. We do not. Any suggestions? Want to hum a few bars for me?
I don't know. I'm hoping some band from the Cedar Park Center, the HEP Center at Cedar Park.
Well done. Well done. Everyone appreciates your correct enunciation of the new name.
Jimmy Moss, KET News.